Coming back home and taking a look at the JSE's performance, the All Share losing 0.75% today. As you can see, they're pressured primarily by the Industrial 25, which lost close enough to 1%. Resources 10 component down 0.5%, and the Financial 15, 0.4% in the red. Joining me in studio now for a closer look at the equity space, Nick Kunze from Sanlam Private Wealth. Nick, thanks so much for joining us this evening. So concerns over the standoff in Sino-US trade negotiations continuing to overshadow markets. Surely this is going to simply be the name of the game until a deal, any deal, is struck.
Good evening. That's exactly right. I think don't forget we actually started the start of the year off running pretty hard. The Dow gained almost 3,000 points since the lows in December, off the back of, and I quote this, Chinese trade deal optimism. Every day we opened our screens up, we had this rhetoric coming through. And of course, we found out a couple of weeks ago that we're nowhere near. In fact, the sides are more far apart than they've ever been. So until that deal is resolved, it's going to be on the back foot, and stocks are expensive. So we're seeing a bit of a breather here. We're seeing this traders, investors trying to make sense of this Twitter sort of feed we got coming out of the White House, as well as now the retaliation, as you said on the intro, from the Chinese this afternoon. So for now, it's a very much a risk-off scenario.
Okay, so within that scenario, how are the markets digesting local election results? Because there was a lot of pre-euphoria post the results announcement. Are we as optimistic about what the election results actually spell?
I actually thought, the screens were red today and the All Share was down, and it wasn't, you know, a great day on our market, but we were actually a relative outperformer. Relative to what the rest of the markets were doing, we didn't do too bad. And in fact, when we came in this morning, we were 0.5% up, which I think was quite a good reflection of you know, solid election results, well received by the international community. Your proxies, that your barometers that you really want to see are your bond yields and your rand, which until the news of China came through, actually doing quite well. We were relative outliers. So I think on the face of it, I think relatively well received, and that was indicated by our markets.
And business is after, you know, some kind of continuity of the kind of reform agenda that President Cyril Ramaphosa wants to pursue. Looking at companies that have been affected in the run-up, Calgro M3 amongst the lot, I mean, it's been impacted heavily by land invasions. And I was chatting to the company's CEO a little earlier today, and he highlighted that he's optimistic that, you know, post the elections, they're going to start to see some kind of stability on at least the security front from a social perspective.
Yeah, I tend to agree with that. I think any of these sort of SA Inc., these South African cyclical businesses, have really been on the back foot for a number of years, as we've had a market and an economy that's effectively been doing nothing. I mean, don't forget, it was only the end of last year that we actually came out of a technical recession out of South Africa. So all these companies like a Calgro, they need local growth. They need a local economy to grow for them to benefit. And I tend to agree with them. I think there's a little bit of optimism priced in there. The markets have been priced for pretty much the bad as it's going to get. And I think we'll see a bounce back.
Does that optimism filter through to the construction space? Because Raubex reported a 75% plunge in annual basic headline earnings, and saying that it's due to community unrest, but also just a sheer lack of spending by the state.
Sheer lack of spending by the state, no growth. All these companies, like you pointed out now, they need growth. They need an economy that's growing. You can't have a GDP growing at 1.2, 1.3%. And in fact, with zero inflation, expect these guys to go anywhere. So they're going to need that to turn around. So yes, they're going to need an administration from Mr. Ramaphosa that is certainly going to throw some money at the problem and certainly look at some sort of form of state spending to turn the construction sector around.
Within that scenario, Vodacom, yes, facing pressure in its local operations, but seeing its international operations act as some kind of buffer to that for now, at least. It was the top performer on the top 40 index, gaining 0.75%, and that despite cutting back its dividend. How are you feeling about Vodacom?
I thought it was fairly solid. You know, it's been the stock is down 15% year to date, so it's been a laggard relative to the bounce back we've seen in some of the other sectors. So it's been an underperformer. You know, the BE deal knocked the EPS quite a bit. I think the market was expecting that. But overall, I think, again, tying exactly what we were saying earlier, the local operation suffering from an economy that's not growing, but really good results offshore. And I think the worst is out there. And I think it definitely was far better received in the markets, so up almost 4% at the end of the day.
And if not the only one, because despite cutting its interim dividend, in fact, halving its interim dividend, Astral Foods also seeing some positive reaction by the markets. Is this a case of just things not being as bad as initially feared?
I think Astral's in a slightly different space. Obviously, the food cost input is massive for them for their feed. And maize prices, they've literally had the worst of it. The maize prices in the last month alone are probably down 25%, which is really going to be a positive impact for them. Also, if you look at the price of soy, with the trade wars, there's a bit of a positive, and the price of soy has come down significantly. So their feed and the input prices will probably look a lot better the next time they report, and I think it's benefit for them. So I think it's a slightly different space, and I think it's good for them.
What's your stock pick at the moment?
Vestic PLC for us. Like what's happening, Brexit seems to be on the back burner for now. Looks like it's going to be a bit smoother, and Vestic back over 90 Rand, and I think looking better.
Let's leave it there. Nick, always a pleasure. Thanks so much for having joined us in studio this evening. Of course, Nick Hunza is with Sanlam Private Wealth. What's your stock pick at the moment?
Vestic PLC for us. Like what's happening, Brexit seems to be on the back burner for now. Looks like it's going to be a bit smoother, and Vestic back over 90 Rand, and I think looking better.
Let's leave it there. Nick, always a pleasure. Thanks so much for having joined us in studio this evening. Of course, Nick Hunza is with Sanlam Private Wealth.